Today's ruling on Proposition 8 appears to pave the way for same-sex marriage to resume in California, but opponents there say the long-running legal dispute is not over. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has this reaction from San Francisco.
This city has been ground zero for same-sex marriage since 2004, when then-Mayor Gavin Newsom first authorized marriage licenses for gay couples. 9 years of legal wrangling later, hundreds of people, all supporters of same-sex marriage, swarmed to City Hall this morning. Many arrived even before the sun was up to wait to hear the news from the Supreme Court. So when the High Court's decision striking down the Defense of Marriage Act was announced, the crowd erupted. Then, a few minutes later, there was another cheer for the news that Prop 8 had been struck down too, albeit on narrower technical grounds. That decision amounted to a sweet moment for a somewhat subdued former San Francisco mayor and now California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. He called the fight for marriage equality a sweeping journey.
And it's a journey that inspires. It doesn't coerce. We're not motivated by this cause of equality. We're inspired by it because it's a fundamental principle that defines the best of who we are, our human dignity, our self-worth, our humanity.
It took San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera to remind the audience that when city leaders first endorsed same-sex marriage 9 years ago, many skeptics thought they were crazy. Now that the Supreme Court has struck down DOMA and essentially punted on Prop 8, Herrera said San Francisco has proved the doubters wrong.
And to all those people that talk about we were moving too fast, too soon, well, heck, now we have 12 states in the District of Columbia that have marriage equality, and now California will have it restored once again.
Yet it's not entirely clear when same-sex marriages will resume. The Supreme Court's decision on Prop 8 takes 25 days to take effect, at which time the U.S. Ninth Circuit is expected to vacate its stay on those marriages. Attorney General Kamala Harris says the state will press the appellate court to act soon.
We cannot delay or deny individuals their civil rights. And for that reason, again, I urge the Ninth Circuit to lift the stay as quickly as possible.
And Governor Jerry Brown, in a statement, says he has directed the State Department of Public Health to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples as soon as the Ninth Circuit lifts its stay. All of this is a very bitter pill to proponents of DOMA and Prop 8.
I believe that marriage as a man and a woman, traditional biblical marriage, is so fundamentally vital to the health and the welfare of society that it was worth standing up and speaking out on and defending.
Chris Clark is a Southern Baptist pastor in San Diego and a key grassroots supporter of California's gay marriage ban. Clark says he's disappointed that the high court ignored the 52% of voters who approved Prop 8.
To say that we, as the voters of California, have no standing and our attorneys had no standing before the court, who is there to advocate for us? Who is there to speak for the people? And the Supreme Court apparently said nobody.
The official defenders of Prop 8, a group called ProtectMarriage.com, say they haven't conceded the legal battle. In a statement, they say they will seek a continued enforcement of the same-sex marriage ban until a statewide order is issued. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Finally, some reaction from Washington today. President Obama applauded the court's decision to declare DOMA unconstitutional. The president said he's directed his administration to review federal statutes to, quote, ensure this decision, including its implications for federal benefits and obligations, is implemented swiftly and smoothly.
A different take from some congressional Republicans. Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota said this: marriage was created by the hand of God. No man, not even a Supreme Court, can undo what a holy God has instituted. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was asked what she thought of Bachmann's statement. Her answer, she shrugged and responded, "Who cares?"
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.